Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 13th of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic is Feeding the Fasting. My dear brothers and sisters, how great it is to feed a hungry person. And it is even better to feed a person who is fasting. And it's not even necessary, my dear brothers and sisters, that the fasting person we give the iftar to be someone who is in need. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear that the reward of this sunnah is a great one indeed, regardless of the kind of person fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من فطر صائما كان له مثل أجره غير أنه لا ينقص من أجر الصائم شيء. Whoever breaks the fast of a fasting person, he will have the same reward as him without decreasing anything from the reward of the fasting person. This hadith is found in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and others and has been declared authentic by Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. And we know, my dear brothers and sisters, that the reward of the fasting person who fasts in the way of Allah is a great one. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, من صام يوما في سبيل الله باعد الله وجهه عن النار سبعين خريفة. Whoever fasts one day in the way of Allah, Allah will keep the fire away from his face the distance of 70 autumns or 70 years distance. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. So if this is the reward for a fasting person who fasts in the way of Allah, and you help this person break his fast, then how great is your reward as well? So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the reward we get for feeding or helping break the fast of a fasting person. And all you need to do is spend a little bit of money on a simple iftar. Such is the prophetic sunnah. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.